Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Riverdance was performed for the first time at the Eurovision Song Contest 30 years ago, and it's turned into a huge global success touring the world, and this year celebrates their 20th year running at the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin. I got to meet the cast yesterday during their final rehearsals ahead of their opening night.
So John McColgan, director of Riverdance, we're here in the Gaiety Theatre. We are 20 years of Riverdance in the Gaiety. So how does that feel?
It feels amazing. I'm so proud. I and all of us love being in the Gaiety. It's a very special place to be, loaded with history. And I remember being brought to the Gaiety by my Auntie May when I was 13 or 14, sitting up on the gods and watching Maureen Potter and Jimmy O'Dea on the stage, and that began my great love for theatre and the Gaiety. So to be back here with this show and the 20th year in this lovely theatre is beyond a pleasure. It's wonderful.
Did you ever think this would happen? You know, after the production of the 7-minute segment for Eurovision in April 94?
No, probably not. Nobody could have thought this would happen. But I did know at the time that we had a special show. I knew it would run in Ireland, of course, as it did. I knew it would run in England and it would run in America. The question was for how long, and nobody knew. But who could have thought, here we are 20 years on in the Gaiety, and our 30th anniversary of the opening of Riverdance is coming up next year.
So I'm Amy May Dolan, and I'm a principal dancer and dance captain in Riverdance, and I joined Riverdance in 2016, and I performed my first ever lead show here in the Gaiety Theatre in 2017.
Nice to be back.
Oh my God, absolutely incredible. Like last night we came in here and I just felt like there's no place like home. Whenever I'm sitting out there watching the show in the Gaiety Theatre, you just feel pure magic. And the cast truly feel at home here and are so excited like to be back on stage. It really feels like every year we're waiting to come to the Gaiety, and then when you get here you're just so excited for it.
How long are you in Riverdance?
I'm with Riverdance 7 years, I can't believe it, and this will be my 6th year in the Gaiety Theatre.
Wow.
Yes.
Why? What made you want to get into it?
I grew up my whole life dreaming of being a part of Riverdance. I mean, the female principal role in the show inspired so much of the dancer I became, and I just dreamed of one day being that role. So to be a part of Riverdance and to be a part of the 25th anniversary of Riverdance and now the 30th anniversary, it really is a dream come true and a huge honour. And every night that I'm out there, I just think I'm the most blessed dancer in the entire world. And to be a part of this team and this brand, this like global sensation, everyone knows Riverdance all around the world, and to be a part of something that's always trying to grow and improve, it just feels really spectacular. Yeah.
My name is Padraig Moyles, and I'm the executive producer and associate director of Riverdance.
Former Riverdancer.
Former Riverdancer. I don't like saying the former part. But yeah, I am.
Yeah. It must be amazing to be back here with the show now, though, like considering that Eurovision Riverdance is 30 years on.
It's absolutely incredible. I mean, how do you put this into words? Most shows are lucky if they last a couple of years, never mind 3 decades. So we are extremely fortunate to be in the position that we're in, that we're still going. And not only that, Andrew, we're looking at 2027 in terms of tours right now. So we are forever grateful for everybody who continues to come to see this show and support it.
Yeah. What is it about the show? Like, how does it still have this appeal so many years on?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I think you first and foremost have to start with the music of the show, which is just extraordinary. It's a Grammy Award-winning score by Bill Whelan, and I think then you kind of have to really look at the attention to detail that is paid to this show by the producers of the show. And then, of course, the artists. The artists go out there with the mindset every night that every night is opening night, and every night is the opportunity to improve. And I think when they have that in their hearts and souls and in their mind, then it constantly evolves.
Yeah.
And I think that brings something new to it for every audience that gets to see it, because they know that the artists on that stage are giving it their all.
There's also, it's not just Irish dancing. Like, there's so many other forms of, you know, contemporary modern dance as part of it as well.
Yeah, flamenco dance, American tap dancers, which we're probably hearing a little bit in the background right now, and then our folk dancers. So there is a lot more to Riverdance than just Irish dancing. It has always been about inclusivity and diversity. It has always been about creating one stage that the world can share together. I mean, as the saying kind of goes, you can teach the world to dance, which is effectively the diversity of it, but getting the world to dance together is what inclusivity is all about.
Do you still get a kick when you're up on stage? You put on the shoes, is there? Not literally, but
I wish I got the kick literally. But even here, we're just watching a dress rehearsal. And yeah, it's not even a dress rehearsal. It's a rehearsal with sound and light, so the guys can prepare themselves mentally for what they're about to experience in our opening night here in what is 20 years in the Gaiety. So even watching this, the chills go up the back of my spine. And I'm sitting here, and I've done that 5,500 times, and what I wouldn't give to do it just one more time. The greatest thing about all of that, aside from the amount of times you've danced it or performed it or anything like that, it's the experience you have with the team backstage, the team off the stage, the production managers, the crew. Everybody is, in a way, like a family. Of course, there's arguments at times that happen in families as well, but everybody understands what the goal is, and everybody understands that they're proud to be a part of something that represents not just this country, but this country in a way that no other brand represents it around the world.
Good, so I just get both of your names, first of all?
Kelly Morris.
And Rachel Cummins.
And you're from?
Mead.
Mayo.
Is this your first time dancing in the Gaiety?
I danced in the Gaiety last year. Last year was my first time.
When did you join Riverdance?
I joined 2 summers ago. Wow. I did the summer school program as my audition, which is a week-long process of learning the routines. And when you're 18 years old, you can use it as your audition. And I was very fortunate to get in. And then last summer was my first run in the Gaiety, and then I did a European tour. It was my first ever work with Riverdance.
When did you join?
I joined last end of August, September time. I finished competing in the competition world last April, so I was very fortunate that this came up towards the end of the summer, and I got in August, the end of August, and my first tour was in November.
Wow. So you're really on your first kind of set of tour this year.
This is my very first time at the Gaiety. It'll be my first time performing this evening, so on the Gaiety stage, so excited about it.
Yeah. Is it what you expected?
Yeah, it's more. It's amazing. I kind of came in with an open mind. I'd never done like show dancing or touring or anything like that. So I didn't really know what to expect, but it's been amazing so far. I really enjoyed it, yeah.
And I suppose as a dancer, when you're young and you're, you know, at the competitive stage and specials and championships, this is probably the ultimate goal, really, is it?
Yeah, 100%.
It's not everybody that gets to turn, I suppose, what is initially a pastime into, you know, a full-time job.
Yeah,
like, so
absolutely.
That's something very special.
Yeah, it's so special. And I think for all of us here, like, we love Irish dancing, and it's been our passion for our whole lives, really, and it's something we've always done. And just to get to this level and to be on it in a theatre like as iconic as the Gaiety is just like it is a dream. It is a dream, really. Yeah. So
is your first opening night in, I suppose, at home in Ireland and Dublin, the Gaiety? Will you have family here tonight?
Yeah, so my parents are actually coming up this evening. They haven't seen me in the show yet. This will be their first time.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, so it's a special one.
Yeah.
Very special one.
Is that kind of emotional, or?
Yeah, definitely. I think I will be this evening. It's kind of the build up is the nice part at the same time, but this evening I think when the music starts and we're in costume and everything, it'll be a special one, yeah definitely.
Just give us your name and your title again.
Yes, Amy May Dolan, and I'm a principal dancer and dance captain in Riverdance.
So you are going to teach me.
Yes.
Well, try to teach me, I should say, some of the steps for Riverdance.
Yes. So I'm going to teach you the iconic Riverdance steps.
Is that the last one you just did in rehearsals?
Yes.
Brilliant.
So it's the number that everyone knows from the Eurovision in 1994.
Right.
And this is the first half of the show. It has so much energy, and it's going to be your new party piece.
Brilliant. Sure, how hard can it be?
No, it's, don't worry, I can simplify it a little bit as well.
Great. We need absolute basic back to beginner's steps now,
yes,
right?
Yes, okay. Right, we're going to start with your right foot in front of the left. So point, 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 cut point, and then we finish with 3 jumps. Right, left, right, take it back. That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I remember it.
Yeah, you've done really good.
Talk
there.
Me through it the whole time.
Have you done any dancing before?
I did dance years ago, yeah.
I yeah. That, yeah.
Years ago, but I don't want to overstate it.
Yeah,
no.
Well, do you think we could try it with a treble instead of the point?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, okay. So every time I said point, you're going to do a treble.
Okay.
So it'll be like 5, 6, 7, 8. 1.
Oh, sorry, left. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
So left.
Sorry. Okay, left.
right, left, cut treble. Good. And then we'll
switch. This is my balance.
Onto the right foot now. Right, left, right, cut treble. Good. Left, ready. Left, right, left, cut treble. Jumps, jump, 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 and back.
Okay.
That was really good. You can do a really good treble.
No, I can't. God, I forget how out of breath you get, and I haven't even moved.
It's tough work, isn't it? And when it's like the real speed, it's super, super fast.
Yeah. Right, all this practice finally been put to the test. I have to do it now to music on the Gaiety stage, all my steps for river dance. Like, how hard can this be? Yeah, we'll find out.
One, two.
Right, we'll do it one more time and I'll definitely get the jumps.
Okay,
definitely get the jumps.
And we're going to pretend the audience are all out there.
Oh God, let's not pretend that.
Ready? 5, 6, 7, stand. Left, right, left. Put treble, right, left, right. Put treble, left. Really good, now jump. Jump, jump, jump. Excellent.
Very I got a roll in it, yes.
Yeah.
I got an opportunity to learn a few of the steps, John, earlier. Today.
Andrea, I have to say I was astounded by the brilliance of your dancing, and I wonder, would you consider joining Riverdance?
John, absolutely! Sign me up! Other shows have come and gone. What makes Riverdance unique?
I think Bill Whelan has written a fantastic score, and that drives everything. I think we really care about it, and I'm lucky enough to have wonderful people like Corrick Moyles, who is now the executive producer and associate director. He cares passionately about the show. We're very careful about who we cast. Everything is rehearsed all the time, and we take enormous pride in the show, in the dance, in the music, and we've great respect for the audience.
Are you looking forward to the opening night?
I'm looking forward very much. I'm still like a child. I'm so excited.
Yeah, even when the music starts and...
Yeah, hairs on the back of the neck, music starts and here we go!
Yeah, 30 years on. I have to say that's probably my... I don't know if it's my fourth or my fifth time to see Riverdance in Dublin. And it never gets old. It's absolutely brilliant. If you get an opportunity to go this summer, it's well worth your time. And particularly if you have anybody in the house that is interested or enjoys not even just Irish dancing, any type or form of dance, they're running at the Gaiety throughout the summer. But thanks to John Porrick and Amy May and all of the team there.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.